Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud. I'm Tim Peter. And of course, we talk about all the internet marketing expertise your small business needs here. Well, we've got a great show. To kick things off, I actually want to start off by doing a little bit of housekeeping. As many of you know, we do the shows on Thursdays. We actually record the show either Wednesday or Thursday, as I was talking about last week, and it goes live Thursday, late morning, early afternoon, thereabouts. And in the last couple weeks, because of some projects that I've been working on and the like, the schedule has changed. I've had a really tough time keeping that schedule, but I want to make a commitment to making sure the show goes out. So at least for the next couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks, we're going to move the launch of the show, the release date for the show, from Thursdays to Fridays. So if you view the show in iTunes or listen to the show in iTunes, or if you view it in Google Reader, as many of you do, don't be surprised that the show is actually showing up a day later than what you're accustomed to. That's perfectly normal, at least for the near term. We'll see what happens after a few weeks, depending on how the project schedules work out and depending on how listenership changes. I may go back to Thursdays or I may keep it on Fridays. We're going to see how this works. We're going to test this out, as I've talked about many times before, where it's always a process of testing and seeing what works. So we're going to try it out and see what everybody thinks. Speaking of what people think, I do like to remind you all the time that you can email us here at the podcast. You can email me at podcast@timpeter.com. I love hearing from you. And actually, that's where we're going to kick off today, because I have an email from Tom in Phoenix. Welcome, Tom. Thanks for listening, and thank you for your email. And Tom asks something about a little deeper about what I was talking about last week. As many of you know, Facebook has launched its new graph search. And by graph search, they mean the ability to search the social graph, the things that Facebook knows about your friends and fans and followers and family on Facebook. So Tom asks, this Facebook graph search is really interesting. What's it going to mean to my business? It's a great question, Tom. And there's a very simple answer, at least in the short term. In the short term, it's going to mean nothing. Now, I have great respect for Facebook. They're smart people. They do a lot of interesting things, and clearly they've built an extraordinarily successful business. But today, Facebook is not a real product. It's only been rolled out to a small number of the population who use Facebook. Remember, there are a billion people on Facebook, right? Facebook, or almost a billion people on Facebook. Facebook is the world's third largest country. China's the biggest. India's the next biggest. Facebook is right behind them. And so the percentage of people who are using it are very small. The second thing is, at this point, we don't know how well it works. Because so few people are using it, I actually have it now, but some of the queries are very strange and very unusual in terms of what you can do. The power is really cool. What you'll be able to do with it in the longer term could be really cool. But today, it simply doesn't exist yet as a product to speak of. And then, of course, the third thing is privacy. They're going to continue making changes to this over time because already people are complaining about privacy on Facebook with the graph search. So I do think in the longer run, Facebook graph search could potentially pose a threat to Google. But today, it's just not there yet. Now, what's interesting is search has changed a lot in the last couple of weeks, couple of months. For instance, there's a new search Yandex is doing that's a voice-based search that's actually going to pilot here. It's going to test. I'll have a link to that in the show notes, but there's an article over on Search Engine Land about that that's well worth checking out. There also was a poll on Adatos, which is an online magazine for the media industry, where they ask the same thing. They ask their readers, they ask their friends and fans and followers, what do you think? Is Facebook search a real threat to Google? And 79% of them said yes. So clearly, I'm in the minority on this one. However, I want to point out that the question they asked is, will Facebook's new graph search feature give Google a serious run for its money? And I think the answer is, in the longer term, yes, but in the short term, no. So this isn't about, will it ever be a threat? Yeah, I think it could be a threat in the longer term. And the longer term might only be 6 months from now, because these things can move very fast. But if you're asking it's a threat today, or what should you do today, the answer is, I wouldn't focus on what you should do there. I would focus on where you need to be with Google, where you need to be with Bing, and all of the areas that you're already working on with your digital marketing that are working today. I wrote a blog post about this the other day called The One Thing You Shouldn't Change in 2013. Because we have this tendency to move from thing to thing to thing in the digital realm when something new and cool comes along. And that's okay, because you want to test the new. You want to try new things. And I do think search is going to go through an extraordinary amount of change over the next couple of years. Also on marketing land or search engine land, Marissa Mayer is quoted in a recent interview saying, in the future, you become the query. You become the thing. So much of what the world knows about you, so much of what the internet knows about you, and social sites and search engines and all of the different places where you spend your time will know so much about you that that's going to shape the queries dramatically, right? That's really cool. There's also a great piece up on Search Engine Land. I seem to be spending a lot of time with them today. But there's also a piece up on Search Engine Land where they talk about this cool new streamlined image search that Google has, which plays into the fact that the web is becoming increasingly visual. That's playing an enormous role on how people are going to use the web over time. But today, you want to focus on blocking and tackling. You want to focus on going where your customers spend their time. You want to focus on spending your energies on where things work best first. And let's be really clear, right now, that's Google. Google reported revenues this week for Q4 of $14.4 billion. That's billion with a B. And over $50 billion for 2012. Those are, to put it mildly, massive, massive numbers. Huge by any objective standard. So while search is going to continue to evolve, while digital marketing is going to continue to evolve, while the different things that your customers do are going to continue to evolve, that goes without saying. But you don't want to move from thing to thing to thing so quickly that you don't focus on getting good and doing well at the things that actually work and at the places where your customers spend their time. That's a losing proposition. There's a lot to be said for having focus. And in fact, since I'm being so generous to Google right now, I'm actually going to quote what Larry Page said a while back. He said that one of the reasons they changed their focus, one of the reasons they canceled so many projects at Google when he took on the job of being CEO, is because they wanted to put more wood behind fewer arrows. They wanted to make sure they were putting their energies in the areas that had the greatest benefit to their business and to their customers. And that's what you want to do with your business. It's nothing against these other tools. It's nothing against at all Facebook. It's nothing against Bing. It's nothing against what Graph Search could do. It has to do with making sure you're putting your energies where your customers are and where it really matters. And so, Tom, in Phoenix, that's my advice. Facebook Graph Search is something you can pay attention to and you should definitely pay attention to in terms of what it may mean for your business in the longer term. But today, to put too much energy behind it would be a waste of your time. Don't go there yet. Keep listening to the podcast, and I'll keep you posted on when I think that may change. Okay? Well, I realize that was a lot of stuff for just one question, but we are actually running out of time. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up. I'm going to remind you that just like Tom, you can go ahead and email me at podcast@timpeter.com. You can subscribe to the podcast at timpeter.com/blog or on iTunes by going to iTunes and doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud. And you can go ahead and subscribe and get the podcast right there in your inbox every single week, just this week on Friday. So thanks for listening, everybody. I'm always thrilled when you're here. It's always good having you here. I look forward to talking to you again next week. Have a really awesome weekend and a really great week. Take care, everybody.